Well, let's start off. First of all, you're just looking at this from an isolated standpoint of Amazon and the state of Texas kind of coming to some sort of truce over sales tax collections, and your reaction to that.
Well, first of all, I'm real pleased because Amazon had been a stumbling block in this whole effort. The comptroller had filed a lawsuit over, I think it was something like $250 million worth of back sales tax that they believed were due. And that's been going on for a little over a year. The settlement brings together both parties. Amazon is going to spend $200 million in the state of Texas, and the comptroller is going to basically forget the lawsuit, and Amazon is also going to create 250,000 jobs in Texas over the next 4 years. So that's a positive, and they will start collecting those sales tax beginning the 1st of July.
And one of the things that we saw was that was really a kind of a standoff between Governor Perry, it seemed, and Amazon, because they were trying to say that their facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area didn't qualify for sales tax collections, and then they just said they weren't going to play here anymore. So it's encouraging to see that something could be worked out.
I think so. The fact is, Amazon was getting the same kind of difficulty in many other states, including California and Colorado, and they just, I think, believed that they had to come to some kind of a conclusion so that it wouldn't impact their business.
Now, you're saying that, and I believe I found what you were talking about, this is the Marketplace Equity Act from Congressman Steve Womack in Arkansas.
That's correct. That's correct.
Now, tell us a little bit about why you, as a businessman, obviously you're in favor of collecting sales tax on internet purchases because that levels the playing field. What is it about Congressman Womack's plan or bill that he's got in the House right now that is appealing to you?
As I understand it, and frankly, I don't have a copy of it in front of me, so I can't really quote it. But as I understand it, basically what it does is it allows the states that want to collect sales tax on items that are shipped into their state. And there are some exemptions for small businesses that are just, selling a limited number of items. So it basically is going to hit the big box stores, Amazon, and folks like that. And there are states that do not collect sales tax, so they won't, they don't have to make that decision. But what happens is it protects the local businesses, the bricks and mortar stores, who are competing at a disadvantage, and protects them by requiring those other retailers to collect sales tax also. And what we have is local retailers are paying property tax, they're hiring local people, they're contributing to the community through United Way and all the various charities, and if you take away 8.25% that disadvantage, they're going to go out of business.
Now, one of the interesting things, and I don't know about the House version, but I was looking at the Senate version at least, and both Senate bills that are there, you've got the Marketplace Fairness Act and then the Main Street Fairness Act. It's interesting to me that Amazon is in favor of both, yet eBay is opposed to both. And in fact, one of the news stories that I came across couched it in those terms. It said, that these bills are pitting Amazon against eBay. Now, in your opinion, again, as a business owner, why would Amazon be in favor of these things? And obviously, it's reflected in the fact that they were worked out, or that they worked out the agreement with the state of Texas.
I think they were seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, if you want to say it. They were being sued in many states over this sales tax issue. They had a physical presence in many states, and the distribution center, although up in North Texas, wherever it was, I don't remember, it was a different subdivision of Amazon, and that's why they were claiming the exemption. And last session in the legislature, Representative Otto introduced a bill more easily defined what Nexus was and what a physical presence was in the state of Texas. And they were seeing that is going to take place everywhere. And there's a lot of opposition from brick and mortar stores to that internet sales tax exemption.
All right. Mr. Rainey, anything else you want to add?
No, I don't. I think this is a big improvement for the state of Texas. We're talking about $800 million in sales tax revenue that will probably be generated at least. It's going to be a growing amount of money. So from a state government standpoint, it'll help the shortfall. And it's not a tax increase, as a lot of people would like to say, because the tax was already due as a use tax. Anytime I, as a person living in the state of Texas, or something from out of state and bring it in, I'm supposed to pay a use tax, which is the exact amount of the sales tax, which would have been due if I bought it inside the state of Texas. There's no mechanism for collecting that, so it's going to make a more level field for all businesses.
And from a state revenue standpoint, as you said, that's kind of like found money if that's able to be recouped.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, sir, Mr. Rainey, I appreciate the time today.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care.